This past Sunday, we celebrated Resurrection Sunday. Jesus was found guilty of nothing, yet he was treated like a criminal. He was beaten and mocked, crucified and buried. But Christ himself defeated sin in the grave by being raised from the dead. Why would he do such a thing? Sacrifice his life for us? Love, plain and simple. Love is a beautiful and wonderful thing, but we as humans always want to complicate things. We are fickle, we're always changing our minds, and we always seem to throw that word around a lot like it's just that, a word. And sadly, to many, that's all it is. The headlines show the lack of love that we have for our neighbors. One of our deepest needs and desires is to love and to be loved. The dictionary defines love as an intense feeling of deep affection for another person. Our love is only conditional. It also is a love based on our feelings and emotions that can change from one moment to the next. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8a describes love as this. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Love never fails. If only we all could love like that, the headlines would be different, wouldn't they? The love of God, our Heavenly Father, is an unconditional love. The only comparison that we can give to this is a parent's love for their children. We choose to love them even though sometimes they drive us crazy and maybe are a little bit unlovable. We still choose to love them. God's love transcends or surpasses the human definition of love to a point that is very hard for us to understand. It's not based on feelings or emotions. He doesn't love us because we're lovable or because we make him feel good. He loves us because he is love. He created us to have a loving relationship with him. We're not deserving of his love, mercy, or grace. Romans 3, verse 10 says, "There is none righteous, not one." And because of the fall of man, we were born with a tendency to sin. Romans 3, 23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But because his love for us is so great, he sacrificed his own son to restore that relationship with all of us. What parent on earth would do that? This act of unconditional love was not an easy task for God to do, but he knew it was the only way. This alone is the highest act of love. It is exalted. You see, God's love for us has always existed, and because of that, he did all of the giving and sacrificing long before we were even aware that we needed his love. 1 John chapter 4, verses 8 through 10 says, "Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." God is the creator of all things, and by his very nature, he is love. This means that God defines love, that God is the very definition of love itself. There is no such thing as love without God, and as hard as we might try, we cannot define true love outside of knowing God. Agape love, as the Bible calls it, permeates your very being, filling your emptiness within your hearts. And his love doesn't stop there. We can see the evidence all around us as we look up and down what beauty he has made for us. Look at the creatures of the world, the flowers that bloom. I myself marvel at the sunsets and sunrises, the moon and stars and rainbows. What about the noises that we hear or the array of color that we can set our eyes upon? What about the wonderful smells that we can enjoy? Clearly, God cares enough for us to surround us with such beauty. He thought of us since the very beginning of time. God's love can be summed up in this scripture, John 3, 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. That's love. Jesus' love for us is just as unconditional. He personally loves us deeply. He actively, willingly, and lovingly went to the cross for each of us, individually. In other words, if you were the only person left on earth, he still would have died for you. He died for those before he was born, those during his lifetime, as well as those who were born after his death and resurrection. Think about that one. He knew us. He knew us. While he hung on that cross, he knew each of us before we were even born. He knows us by name. He loved everyone, including those who persecuted him, who beat him beyond recognition, who crucified him. He looked down upon them and said, "Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do." He wasn't afraid to touch the untouchables, to heal them, to speak to them, or to be their friend, and to open their eyes to their sinful ways. Think about this. He lovingly washed the feet of all of his disciples in the upper room during the Last Supper, even the feet of Peter, who denied him three times. He even washed the feet of his betrayer, Judas. He knew exactly what those two disciples were going to do before they even did it, but he still washed their feet. That's love. Jesus took all of our sins, past, present, and future, every despicable, grotesque sin anyone has ever done. He took all of that upon himself as he hung in pain on that cross. And at that very moment, he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" You see, God had to turn his back on Jesus when that happened, because God cannot be in the presence of sin. There had to be a separation between the two of them. So God could pour out his wrath, the wrath that was meant for us. He poured out on Jesus instead, because Jesus took our place. He suffered the penalty for our sins. He was sinless. Why did blood have to be shed? In the Old Testament, the high priest would have to sacrifice the blood offering of an animal for the atonement of man's sin, for the life of the creature is in its blood. A sacrifice is defined as an offering up of something precious for a cause or a reason. Being atonement is satisfying someone or something for an offense committed. So those who are covered by the blood sacrifices are set free from the consequences of sin. The Old Testament blood sacrifice were only temporary and only atoned for sin partially and for a short time, hence the reason to repeat it yearly. But when Christ entered into the most holy place, he did so to offer his own blood once and for all, making future sacrifices unnecessary. Never again would the blood of animals cleanse men from their sin. Only by accepting Jesus' blood shed on the cross for the remission of sins can we stand before God covered in the righteousness of Christ. So I have a question to ask you guys. So how many of you went to like a new restaurant or you tried out something new? We all have, right? How many of you went to a movie like I Can Only Imagine? Kim did, I didn't, she, and you just had to, you told everybody about it. You told your friends and family about it, or better yet, you got on Facebook and told the whole world about it, right? Well, many of us have done something like this at one point in our lives. I know I have. For instance, I take wonderful supplements, and after a month of being on them, I couldn't shut up about it. Everyone I ran into, I had to tell them about these supplements. I just wanted to help people change their health. I was excited. I feel everyone should take these amazing and life-changing supplements. Have we all shared the love of Christ with others just like that? Have you told others about how he loves us so much that he died an excruciating death for us? We all should be more excited about sharing the good news with others than we are about sharing our daily life activities. This love would save someone's life from the clutches of Jesus' death is for Jesus' death is life for us. Living our lives through him is amazing and life-changing. We all want to be loved. Why not share in this love? It's free and always available. So hypothetically, what if you never heard of Jesus or the love he has for you and the sacrifice that he made on your behalf? Therefore, you never accepted him into your life. You die. You meet Jesus face to face, and with tears in his eyes, he says, "I know ye not." Then, before you are taken to your destination, you look over and you see your neighbor clothed in white linens walking with Jesus. How would you feel? Your neighbor knew about this kind of love, but never shared it with you. I have a similar story to that. It's personal. It's a little difficult for me to share. A family member recently passed away. My husband and I knew this family member for about 24 years. I had 24 years to speak to him about Jesus. I prayed during suppers and stuff at times. Certain things that came up, I would speak my mind or something, but I never went to this one person, and I felt that I should have. For some reason, I never did. I never talked to him about Jesus. I never prayed with him. This person's health, the past probably 5 years, started deteriorating, and within the last year, it really started going downhill. Michaela and I went to visit him, and I had one more last chance to talk to him about Jesus. But this person was on morphine. He was very bad, wasn't quite coherent. So the only thing I could do was just pray. I prayed in my head, not out loud. Maybe that was Satan. I don't know. But I did pray. I never talked to this person about Jesus. And the next day he died. Is he in heaven? I don't know. I can only hope and pray that somebody did get to him. You know, I feel bad that I didn't, because I feel I personally left him down. And worse off, I feel I left Jesus down. So, all Christians have a duty to go into the world to share the gospel. Everything you do should be motivated by love, unconditional love. Just like Jesus. To understand what true love is and to be able to truly love others, we must know God, and we can do this through having a close relationship with him. We can have that close relationship with God by putting our faith in Jesus Christ, who was God's sacrifice of love for us. Many people, including Christians, know of God and that Jesus is Son. But many times they keep that knowledge in their minds, not allowing it into their hearts. Knowing God in our minds and not knowing him in our hearts will make us miss heaven by about 18 inches. Amen?